Hi, I'm Dan, and welcome to episode 0 of the Super Hulock podcast. So this is episode 0. It's a special episode. Basically, what it is it's an origin story for our podcast. We used to do a different podcast, and one episode of that, we did a special one where we talked about Doctor Who because I was talking about I was watching Doctor Who for the first time, and so me and my friend Clara discussed Doctor Who, and we sort of came up with the idea of doing this podcast. And so this basically is like a bonus episode. It's not what the format of our usual episodes is going to be like. That's why it's 0 and not 1. So if you thought you might like to watch, listen to it, I hope you enjoy, but it's not what our usual format's going to be. Thanks. During winter break, what I've been doing is I've been watching Doctor Who.
Hooray!
And I had never seen any Doctor Who before winter break. So I just finished Series 6. I'm actually ahead of you.
Yes, by a few episodes, because I am a lazy. I've been watching just other shows, but yeah.
Okay, so I needed... So I assume that you being behind means that you were not happy with Stephen Moffat in... Matt Smith.
No, I just, you know, I'm not even sure that it's Matt Smith. I think it's more Amy Rory.
Okay, interesting.
And I, so like, I think a lot of the internet, or at least like Tumblr, sort of agrees with me on this. Like, I don't like having a companion who's all special and like, oh yes, destiny, fate.
Okay.
I really like Donna and Martha.
Mm.
And they're just regular people, and it's about regular people doing extraordinary things, not like...
Well, first I want to say two things. One, okay, I think Matt Smith does a fantastic job with what he's given. I think the main issue with the current series, which I still enjoy, I just don't think they're quite... I just think they have problems. I think the main problems is with the writing, and...
Yeah,
I think the problem is just a that they made the Doctor much less tragic, and so
yeah.
Matt Smith hasn't been able to portray that side as much because he hasn't had to, and that he's just been much more whimsical and happy, which I think is a major loss to the character. And I mean, I still like him; he's funny, but. And this, there's been so many when I finished the finale for 6, I wrote up a document so that I wouldn't forget things of like 50 plot holes that I was seeing in the last 2 seasons.
Yeah.
And like, and the problem is on top of the plot holes, there's character development plot holes that I am not happy with. There's major things that happen to characters where they don't react. And it doesn't show them reacting, and we're just supposed to that. But I still think there's some very good episodes hidden with that aren't written by Stephen Moffat. And I still think there's some good ideas even in the Moffat episodes. That just a lot of he's doing too many things with time travel to the point where it makes a lot of issues for like it's not even.
Well, the thing is, you see, like it really bothers me. You see. 9
Yeah.
Tell Rose, like, no, don't touch your father.
Yeah.
Don't touch yourself as a baby.
Yeah.
Don't do anything here.
Yes.
And meanwhile, 11 and Amy are like, paradoxes, 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 paradoxes.
You
And
can't. The thing is, A, I think you kind of have to let go of. You have to think of it as in the Moffat era, the time, the, what time travel is, what you can do in time travel is just not what he's just not following what it used to. It's basically a reboot while also keeping some of the continuity. He just went a different way with it. But also, even in 10 and 9, they don't stick to their own issue. I mean, because in Blink, which I think everybody thinks is a fantastic episode, in which is a 10, yeah, you know what Blink is, right?
yes, I know what Blink is, Dan.
I'm just making sure.
Just because you're done with season six.
No, but in Blink, there is a major paradox, and two episodes, like 3 episodes later, in the finale of that season, they need a paradox machine in order for there to maintain a paradox. And in Blink, they're.
At least then they have a paradox machine.
But Blink, they didn't. And so it's just like sometimes you need a paradox machine, sometimes it's okay. Like there is definitely, if you like go through and dissect the 9 and 10 doctors, there's definitely inconsistencies there too.
Yeah, sure.
But
I just feel like that's the theme of 11.
no, I agree, because the theme of 11 is not just like once in a while moving around in time travel. It's layering upon layering upon layering of different worlds and universes and intersecting timelines, and I don't even understand. I'm incredibly like they have this whole thing about River is supposedly moving opposite of the way that the Doctor is moving, but they completely contradict that because he meets her as a baby. If he meets her as a baby and they're moving in opposite timelines, that should mean that's the last time he sees her.
Yeah, but I guess it just doesn't mean it's not like they're totally opposing, it's like they're just not the same.
But he acted like it would be a tragedy when he stopped remembering, when he got to a point where he didn't know who she was, because then he would never meet a version of him again that knew who she was. Which I was like, well, why? Why can't when he gets older, he still just come back to an older version of, like.
Because he probably told her that, like, because he knows. I don't want to spoil. God damn it.
Okay, we're saying spoilers for Doctor Who up to
Spoilers.
series 6. Behind other everybody else, so whatever.
I mean, he probably tells her that at some point. Like, when I don't know who you are, like, it's the last time I'm going to see you. Because
Yeah.
he can't see her again because she's dead.
That's not even true, because in the Science in the Library episode, she says the last time she saw him, he was old and he was crying because he knew he was gonna die. So I don't.
Well, maybe that's when that's like he comes and talks to her and
I guess I'm also just not liking. I mean, you're not. In the next few episodes you're gonna watch, it gets even more complicated about. You don't get like when you're watching the characters, you don't know what point in the timeline that character is. And you're just confused
yeah.
about what they know, what they don't know, like, and that's just annoying. I want to know where the characters stand. Like, it's that because it comes to the point where I don't know where Amy and Rory are even in their own timelines, because he keeps dropping them off and picking them up, and I don't know at what point he drops them off, at what point he picks them up, and it's really confusing.
Yeah, I'm so confused. At the beginning of every episode, it takes me like 15 minutes to figure out what's going on.
And especially, you must be even more confused, because if you skip weeks or if you take a break for a long time, like I've been watching them all straight through. I mean, I watched a lot of Doctor Who in like a month period. So, and I'm still having trouble keeping track of things. But I don't know. It's and but okay. So you were saying you don't like that Amy is special. Why are you saying she's special? Just because he knew her as a little kid?
No, the whole thing with the crack in the wall and like she's like, oh, there's a crack in the wall, like the
Yeah, but it's not like she has.
TARDIS, like thick and the child, the blood, and then Rory is like 2,000 years old now. And
I mean, yeah, I can see that. I mean,
I just really prefer, I really like Martha.
yeah, I know you like Martha. I was never. I don't.
Donna's my favorite.
Yeah, Donna, I think, is quite good. I really like Donna a lot.
Here's the other thing. I just want to clarify something, one other thing. really don't like when the companions have sexual tension with the doctor. I just don't like that.
Oh, I totally disagree with that.
Well.
I completely disagree with that because the reason I like that is I think it's important for, I mean, I think it doesn't, I want like romantic tension. I don't want just like sexual. I want romantic tension because I think it's important for him to have tragedy of losing someone that he has romantic feelings for and knowing that he has romantic feelings, but they will never last because he's going to keep living and she isn't. I think that's an important part of the character. But
I mean, I think that's true, I guess, but it's the thing I have with all like ancient species, whatever, like falling in love with humans.
yeah.
Like that has to be handled really carefully, and I don't think it should happen haphazardly, like every 2 years.
Well, but it okay, but actually, he doesn't. He's not in love with Amy. There's ab
No, I know, but there's so, oh, the
in season six, there's absolutely no sexual tension with him and Amy at all in any of seasons.
Yeah, but that's just historical. No, I don't know.
He's only ever had sexual tension with Rose in the entire canon of the show so far.
Yeah, but then Martha had a crush on him.
It's okay for the human to have a crush on him. That's not her fault. I mean, that's not his fault.
I know. I just don't like it at all. That's why I like Donna.
I
I like them to be like friends, traveling around the universe together.
they I like that they change it up. I wouldn't want to always be one or the other. That's
No, I just really like friends.
okay. I mean, because I liked Donna a lot, and I thought that was great, and I thought they were a good pair together, and they had good chemistry, like playing off of each other in that way, as friends. My issue with Martha was always that I thought she had absolutely no chemistry with David Tennant. I like her like as a person, but I never like because he didn't ever really seem to care about her that much. I didn't care about her that much. He like overlooked her and wasn't really paying attention, so I was just like, well, if he doesn't care, why do I care?
No, I'm so sad, Mark.
I
Okay, wait, Dan. What's your favorite episode?
episode that's complicated. Let me think. Favorite episode. I can say ones that I really like.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
I really like the one where he's human, the two episodes where he's human.
Yes, thank you. That's the first thing I always say. I love that episode. That arc.
So that arc was also. I also thought my other issue with Martha was that she. I only started liking her in like her last couple episodes, like her last like maybe four episodes. Like I only started liking Martha in those human episodes. Up to that, like her first few episodes, I thought weren't very good. So I was just like, eh. But, yeah, no, Martha. So wait, no. So I really liked when he's human. I really like Blink. I'm trying to think of Donna episodes that I like. I'm sure if I actually look, I should like get an episode list up.
Are we just going to put all of this on the podcast, or should we just like put it on the blog? Like Dan and Clara talk about Doctor Who.
we could. All right. I well.
Because I feel like.
All right. At the end of this, I'm going to say I'll like say the statement. Now we're gonna talk about. We decided instead of talking about other shows, we went on so long that we're making a special episode, and so and then I'll add that to the end of the other thing.
Yeah.
So Doctor Who, I'm getting up the episode list. Ugh, I forgot. For some reason now when I go on Google Chrome and I type in the top bar, you know how like it's automatically supposed to go to Google? It doesn't work. It like gets upset with me every time.
Oh, that's so annoying. So you like Human Nature and the Family of Blood?
Yes, those are good. 10th Doctor series.
Oh man, I just love all the Donna episodes for like no particular reason.
I guess, I mean, I like their interaction. I just don't know that all the episodes were like good episodes, like plot-wise. I like the Doctor's Daughter. I mean, that's not like my favorite episode, but I like it.
I really like the Pompeii episode.
But yeah, that's a fun one. That's a good one.
Partners in Crime, come on, with Adipose.
Oh yeah, those are fun. But I wouldn't say that's like one of my favorites. There's like
Okay, but still.
what's Unicorn the Oh, that's the one where he's doing the
With Agatha Christie.
fun. I really like Silence in the Library and Forest of the Dead.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. All the Stephen Moffat episodes before he takes over are good. I like Midnight and Turn Left.
Yep. I think maybe my favorite episodes are The Sound of Drums and Last of the Time Lords, that arc.
I like them. Wait. Which arc is that? I was looking at the wrong thing.
That's the one with the master.
Oh, that was good. I like that a lot too.
But I also really, really like David Tennant's last episode because it just like makes me cry always. The end of time.
The end of time. I like.
Yeah.
I like all the character stuff at the very end when he's going to die and he goes and visits everybody.
That's just the best. It's the best ever.
The first like hour and a half of the end of time I thought was actually pretty bad. I didn't like
Okay, well, you know what? It's totally acceptable because of David Tennant at the end of it.
Yeah. Oh no, David Tennant's fantastic. And he had, all that emotion. That was how Justin C. Davis wrote him, and it worked really well. Also, I like Waters of Mars a lot, actually.
Yes, and it was really creepy.
And the ending is just fantastic with all the good stuff.
Yeah.
I like the there's a couple episodes in season one that I really like, and with the Ninth Doctor that I really like too.
Doctor dances. Doctor dances.
Really good. And the finale I thought was good. I like the one I
Yeah.
like the reality show thing.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking at the season series two. Satan. Oh, I love Love and Monsters. That's one of my favorites.
Oh yeah.
I like all the episodes where the doctor isn't actually that important in the episode.
Yeah, those are often the best ones.
And
Ironically.
Army of Darkness and Doomsday I really like too.
Yeah.
And then let me see if there's anything in the 11th Doctor that I would consider. I think there probably is.
Oh, the Van Gogh.
Oh, I love the Van Gogh episode. It's really good. I really like the Van Gogh episode. And oh, actually, you know what I really like is Amy's Choice. It's the one with the Dream Lord.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Okay.
My only issue with that episode, looking back, is that I don't feel like they followed up on a lot of the things they were like building up in that episode. Like
Yeah.
it seems in that episode, the thing was I was confused because it seemed in that episode like the doctor actually liked Amy as more than a friend, and then it was never mentioned ever again. And
Yep.
it's like,
That see, this is why, like I just don't like it at
I
all.
really liked that episode on its own as a standalone thing. I thought it was good. And I really liked the Lodger.
Yeah, the lodger was good.
I hate the finale of season five. The last two episodes I thought were awful. Series six.
You know what I think about the 11th Doctor episodes or just the Moffat episodes really? Like when they're not being written by Moffat, they aren't the like big plot episodes. They're good.
I like the doctor's wife.
Yeah, that was Neil Gaiman. Yeah. When they're just like really good filler episodes, I like them, but I don't like the plot heavy episodes.
Yeah, I can agree.
Whereas I really liked the plot heavy episodes for both 9 and 10.
Yeah. I will say I really like A Good Man Goes to War, which is the mid-season.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of good stuff, both character, plot, and the
But then I was so confused for so much of it that like
actually really so you're on Night Terrors. I actually really like the next two, actually the next three episodes that
Oh.
have. I don't like the finale that much.
All
Next
right.
three before it gets back to Moffat writing, I really like.
Poor Moffat.
My other issue now is I don't like hate River, but I don't need to keep seeing her.
I never really liked River that much. I don't find her that interesting, so like I just don't really care.
Bad about I like you know what I do hate her, but I like just don't want to admit that I hate her because she isn't like a there's no re I don't have like a real reason to hate her. She's like a strong character in a lot of ways, and like she has like a cool backstory, I guess. But I just am not. I don't want him to be married, and I don't want. I don't want him to be married, and B, I don't want to be told before we see them actually begin a relationship that they're going to be married. That does not make me want to be invested in the relationship if I know what how it's going to end already. So like,
Yeah. I don't know. I don't mind it. I don't mind her and I don't really mind their relationship that much, but
it's having a similar effect, like. And kind of a sim effect that you were having, that you're saying that you don't like the doctor being with with humans because he's like this ancient being. Well, he's a 50-year-old and he's like 20-something, and it's.
Well, that's the other thing I don't like about Eleven is I feel like he's just too young. And I don't think he has. I just don't. I think Matt Smith does a really good job.
I think so too.
And I really like Matt Smith, his portrayal. But I sort of am always distracted by how young he is. And I can't take him as seriously. And I guess that's ageist, but.
I don't know. See, though, again, I don't know. I think that also might have to do with the writing, because I don't think that, of course, you're not going to take him as seriously, because he's also just not written as seriously.
Yeah, that's true.
He became Willy Wonka. Like,
Yeah.
he became, and I actually, one thing I will say about these episodes versus the Russell T. Davies episodes, I think the Doctor's, I think the humor is much improved. I think the one-liners are a lot better, and I think that he's just a funnier character. But and he gets angry once in a while, but it's so few and far between. And the thing is, the next three episodes you have are finally get to him having some like emotional weight and like tragedy in him. I'm not.
That's really good.
I was like, great. And then stuff happens in the finale, and I'm like, does this mean that it's gonna mean that he's not gonna have any emotional weight anymore? I don't know because I haven't watched the next episode yet, but it could like just mean reset. Let's be whimsical again.
Oh.
So I don't know. Well, hopefully not. Because I really think I think the number one I think the greatest thing about Tennant is just that he's so depressing. Like, he's so like overwhelmed with his age and with the fact that he's always gonna lose everyone and the fact that he feels like he's ruining people's lives.
Does he lose his road?
Yeah, and he and then he and then Martha leaves him and then Donna loses her memory and it's just like everything sucks. So yeah. And I also do I think it's a mistake that they've cut out the past history of the show so much once Moffat took over that we don't see like Captain Jack, that we don't see Donna ever. We don't see Mark.
There are possibilities that Jack might come back soon.
Also, I think Donna's coming back for the 50th anniversary episode.
Yes, Donna.
Exciting. It took me a little while to like Donna because my first knowledge of Catherine Tate was from The Office, and I don't really like her Office character.
Oh.
But I definitely like her now. She's very good.
She's so great. You've seen the comic relief thing with her and David Tennant, right?
No, what is that?
Oh my God, you have to watch it.
What is it? Is it.
Man, I can't believe I'm even having this conversation with you and you haven't seen. Also, any of you guys, like you.
But if you've been watching that, you're done with Supernatural.
A lot
Like, just little pieces of things.
of stuff. Well, I'm also rewatching Supernatural with my friend who hasn't seen it before. So, and I'm watching Supernatural as it airs, but it's just not. It's coming back this week. And I've been watching Once Upon a Time, actually. That's why I said Archie earlier instead of Artie, because there's a character.
Forgot about Archie. I haven't seen any of season two. I should get on that at some point.
Season 2 is better than season 1.
Season one was kind of like, I sort of like this, but I'm not sure.
That's still how I feel about it, but it's better.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else am I? I've sort of been watching Friday Night Lights, which I really like, but it's very serious, so.
That's hard to. That's why I've only watched like a little bit of Mad Men. I have to like get myself to watch it because even though I like it, it's like, oh.
You really have to get invested in the characters and then just watch it.
What else am I? I guess I pretty much have been watching Doctor Who in movies recently, but
Yeah.
I have a lot of shows that I keep up. I need to catch up on. I watched the first half of this season of Homeland and the season of Dexter, and I didn't finish them. But they're both fantastic seasons, so I need to do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch Homeland at some point. But Dan, how far are you on Supernatural now?
Me? I haven't watched in a long time. I'm on seasons the end of near the end of season six.
Okay. Oh, but you still haven't seen The Man Who Would Be King.
No.
Dan.
I pro
Dan.
now I'm getting worried that if I watch Supernatural again, I won't remember what's happening.
Dan.
I'm gonna be confused because it's just
Dan, you have to get to that episode.
okay.
Guys, okay, you guys who watch Supernatural, please, please, please send Dan mail telling him it's like those things like if 50 of you guys like this on Facebook, I'll cut my hair, whatever. But like just send Dan mail. Tell him to watch The Man Who Would Be King.
Okay.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Please.
All right. I have to. I'll, once I'm done with Doctor Who, I'll try to force myself to watch.
You have to just get to that episode.
But now the other problem is that everybody tells me season 7's not good, so it's like, do
Well, okay, that's probably true, but there are some good episodes in it.
you like season 8?
I like certain episodes in season 8.
Could you like?
I think it's just about to get really dramatic. I think this week could be very influential.
That's cool. So can you like make up a list of the episodes in season 7 that I have to watch and the ones that I can just
Yes. I will do that for you. We should ask Dylan for her input too.
Okay. Oh, so I one thing I never said is that I actually quite like Amy and Rory. And I'm actually gonna be like I'm excited for the new companion because I've heard.
On, her name is Clara.
Yeah, I know.
You have to be excited.
I'm excited for that, but I am gonna be sad to see them go away.
Also, because I know she's even more like, I'm special.
Yeah.
But it's okay, because her name's Clara, and people named Clara should have like all the superpowers. So that's my opinion.
I don't it's not like Amy is like Amy's still like an average girl. He just remembers some things. It's not like she has magic powers or anything. She still lived the life as a normal person.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. She just doesn't seem as rooted in reality as, say, like, okay, here's the other. She doesn't have a family that she. I mean, there's Rory,
Yeah.
but he's just traveling with her, right? I really liked that Martha had like parents and her sister, and so she was concerned about them. And like Donna has her mom and granddad,
Yeah.
and like Rose and Jackie. Jackie's like actually maybe my favorite character.
Awesome. I like Jackie a lot. And
So.
well, here's the thing. I love the episode with, actually, I should have said that as one of my favorite episodes. I love the episode with Rose's dad the first time you see him.
Yes.
I kind of wish we never saw him again. But
Reasonable.
yeah. I mean, I don't like, it's not like I hate him in those other episodes, but it's like, it
Anticlimactic.
makes the another episode not as powerful that we,
Yeah.
I also don't know how I feel about the fact that she got like an alternate doctor in her other reality. I don't.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. The whole thing with the alternate doctor is pretty weird. Oh, Dan, now you can watch Torchwood.
I've seen a little bit. I watched like the first 5 episodes. I actually there was a section actually, you know what it was? It was the first few episodes of Martha. I was like, I don't like this, and so I started. And then I got to like Blink, and then I just stopped watching Torchwood, and it was like 100% into Doctor Who.
That's fine. That's fine. But now you can go back to Torchwood because there's like crossover that's interesting to see.
Know Martha's in Torchwood at least a little bit.
Yeah.
That's actually T. I think I would like. I think I would. Lo I actually. I was like really happy to hear that because I think I love Martha in the context of Torchwood. I just didn't really like her like as a doctor's companion.
Yeah, that's okay.
So like, he was like a badass, but I guess never thought that they like. I didn't think he was like quippy enough, and I didn't think he was like just compatible with him.
That's acceptable, but I still don't really like Amy and Rory.
Yeah, I don't know. I like. I think that like Amy and the Doctor have a very like good like brother sister thing going on now, and.
At this point, you're right. I just don't like how not rooted in day-to-day life Amy and Rory are.
Well, it's interesting. Well, I like because they have like I mean, okay, I keep forgetting that you haven't seen all of season 6. But I mean, they try to like have like normal life in between the adventures and like so like in some ways they're like in some ways they should be like very rooted because you know, they're trying to have a kid and get a job and have a house and you know, like the normal stuff. But yeah, I do agree that they just keep. I also, you know what I never got, which is, A, we never got real bonding between Rory and the Doctor, Never really understood why Rory wasn't just like, screw this, I'm done.
Because he's now like 2,000 years old. He's older than the doctor is.
Well, that doesn't make any sense to me either.
I know, Dan.
It was a plastic robot version of him, so why would they reset the universe? Does he still have those memories?
I don't know.
Because it wasn't even like the real version of him.
I don't understand any of it.
Yeah, he shouldn't still. I know they say apparently he doesn't like completely have all the memories. Like he has like flashes of it.
Yeah.
But still, like, why would he have any of it? It wasn't him. It was a robot. Even if like it had his memories, I don't.
It's sort of like I don't really understand what was going on with the Flash either.
Yeah, I don't know.
How long was Amy? What?
Okay, this is the problem. I don't understand the timeline of when, and it gets even more complicated when you bring in the finale of the season, but I don't understand the timeline of like what were they doing before he called them with the invitations to his death? And then they went to the death, and then at what point was Amy kidnapped? And
I don't know when Amy was kidnapped, is my real question.
I think Amy was kidnapped when she was in that asylum place in
Okay.
19. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
That makes because like she was having weird, trippy stuff happen to her, and
Yeah.
then in the next episode you started seeing the IPAC lady, so it sort of makes sense that that's when it would be. But I'm still just confused about like I don't know. I can't say all the stuff I'm confused about because you don't know everything yet, but. Well, I guess think about okay. So think about it this way. You know how like okay, so they see him get killed, and then they go on a bunch of adventures with him, and then eventually, it will come back around to them doing it again. You know what I mean? And so when they come back around, they should remember that he got killed,
Right.
but they don't. I'm really confused because what happens? I'm this is not like an actual spoiler. The house that they're in the beginning of the season, he kills them in like a couple episodes down from where you are, and then he leaves them there. So I'm like, so then they should know that you're gonna die, but they don't, and I don't get
Yeah, I don't know.
doesn't make any sense. I don't know, but I still like the show. I don't know. I like Matt Smith enough, and I'm excited to see how the end of Amy and Rory comes about. And
It's supposed to be really great.
yeah, so that's great. And I'm excited for Clara because I've only heard good things from like a lot of sources. Max, I was talking to Maxine, who's only seen like random episodes with her family. She's seen a lot of random episodes, but like still like out of order and stuff. And she said like she likes Clara enough that she like might just keep like watch the show all the time now.
Yay! See, Clara's are great.
Oh, you know what else? You know what the other episode I really liked was? I totally forgot about it because it was Christmas special. Actually, there are two Christmas specials that I really like. The Christmas Invasion with the first one with David Tennant, and The Christmas Carol I really liked.
Yeah, I like those too.
Yeah. All right. I guess that's enough. We probably talked as long about Doctor Who as
Yeah. That's okay. I think there's a lot of overlap, hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever. But you didn't have to listen to this episode, so you don't really have to listen to any of the episodes.
That is true. We don't force you.
Yet.
Wonder if people are going to be like, you have to do a Doctor Who podcast now.
Well, that'd be pretty cool,
I
actually.
would love to do it. The reason I there are a lot of shows that like I've like caught up on, like Supernatural or Doctor Who, where I would love to do a podcast now. The problem is that it's so far in the run that there's like already a ton of established podcasts, and it's like, is there really a point?
If you really want us to podcast about either Doctor Who or Supernatural, and you think that like other people would also like that,
Wait, isn't there like a thing on Tumblr like Doctor Who Lock or something?
yes.
Okay, so we should just do a podcast about the three of those shows, and when Sherlock comes back, we'll add it in.
Yes. Okay. Can we do that actually?
I well, I would mean I would have to catch up on Supernatural.
Which would be a good thing anyway.
Like, how soon would we do
Dan, do you understand how excited this would make
I
me?
would be really excited too. So wait, when does Doctor Who come back?
I don't know.
If it comes back in like a few months, that gives me time to catch up on Supernatural.
Yeah. Oh. The question is, there might not be a Supernatural season 9.
That's not true.
Well, it says that the chances are pretty good.
There, no, definitely gonna be a 9. I would bet my life on it.
All right. Well, will you sell your soul for it?
Like, no, seriously, no, it's for the CW, it's doing quite well. And they don't have a whole lot of other stuff. And plus, the fact that you realize that it was on Fridays and they took it off of Fridays.
Oh, they took it off of Friday. Oh yeah, they did. I remember that. Now it's on Wednesday.
They're like, oh, this is a good show now. Like, there's gonna be a season 9. Either
Okay.
way, but
Apparently, this is coming back. Doctor Who's coming back in April, so.
okay. So, do you want to start this podcast in April? That's also close to the problem with that is that like finals are around then.
Not for me.
In April, I'm just saying that like a month into doing it.
Not for me.
When are your finals? What, mid-May?
Nope.
End of May?
Mid-June.
Oh crap! Yeah, jeez. All right. Well, that would work because then we could also take a break when Supernatural ended in early May.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Let me see when it. Of course, it doesn't say when it's going to be.
What, Doctor Who?
No, I'm trying to figure out when Supernatural is. It doesn't. I don't know how long it's run. Like, I don't know when it's gonna. It's gonna have 23 episodes, and this week's episode is gonna be 12. Yeah, so that, yeah.
Okay, here's what I think we should do. I think we should do this, but not like have any plan to do it on a regular basis.
All right, that sounds
I
good.
don't think we should be like every time there's a new episode, we're gonna do a podcast. I think we should be like, and I don't think it should be nearly as structured. I think it should be more like what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
So like, I think that we can like. Every couple weeks we'll do one if we have like because we're still gonna have Glee going on for the end of April and May, so we can like be like every couple weeks we can t do it and we can talk about like the first few episodes of Doctor Who coming back and we can mention talk about season 8 of Supernatural as it goes on and then and we can maybe talk about like an episode of Sherlock or whatever and then. Once the summer comes, we can do it and talk about like the fir we'll do like a first season of Supernatural podcast and then like a second season of Supernatural
Yes, Daniel, a thousand times yes.
podcast.
And Dylan will cry tears of happiness about Supernatural.
The second issue with this is that would mean I'd have to remember what happened in each season of Supernatural.
Which would mean rewatching
I can't rewatch an entire season. I mean, I could, but like, I
it.
like do this pretty infrequently for it to be like every time we do it, we do a season. I guess
We
it was.
rewatch key episodes.
Yeah, but that's a good idea. I could rewatch key episodes, and we could do it like once a month.
Yeah.
All right, I like this idea a lot.
Me too. Good job, guys.
Yes, it's because of them that this exists.
Thanks for your feedback.
Yeah, we have to talk. I wish we could just like teleport Dylan to this Skype call so that we could tell. Is she back from Vietnam yet?
She is, but she's really jet lagged. I don't know. She texted me a lot at night and then like hasn't texted me except like once today. So
Wait. So it's Super Hulock is the thing. Should I search for that on iTunes and see if there already exists as a podcast or if we should come up
yeah,
with a name?
search it.
I'm gonna have to edit this podcast somehow. I don't know how this is working, but sure. Maybe I'll just leave this whole special thing unedited.
You guys are seeing into the creative process. Isn't it exciting?
You realize that there are people that probably might be like incredibly excited about this. How do you spell lock? It's LOCK. I don't know why I didn't eat that. Never.
LOCK, yeah. Why did you think?
Don't. I typed in Super Hulock and absolutely nothing comes up in the search thing.
Okay, well, that's get it now, Dan. Seriously.
Get it? How could I? I can't do that.
Well,
See, nor
God damn it, Daniel. How are we gonna put in Sherlock? Just talk about one Sherlock episode at a time.
Yeah, well, and then when it comes back, and we'll talk about news about what we're hearing about it or
Oh
something.
yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, we'll just talk. Well, I mean, one episode's a lot. We can talk about a lot of one episode. Especially, I'm still thinking. So we have six episodes. So if we do it like once a month or once every 3 weeks or something, six episodes takes a while. By then,
Yeah.
maybe my new episode.
Yeah.
Wait. So maybe I could get it right now by putting this up as like the first episode, but it.
Except that would be really lame.
I would. All right. So yeah, no, I can't like reserve it because we have to upload an episode with the title Super Hulock, and we don't.
But we need to just make an episode soon.
Yeah, we could. With
Let's do that.
all right, except that you like I'm not caught up in Supernatural, but we can just talk about what we think about Supernatural.
No, that I don't want it to be. I don't want it to be half-assed.
Yeah. Okay. So we hopefully no one will get it. Well, okay. So I'm just trying to figure out if just typing in Super Hulock must mean that there isn't a podcast that does the three of them, right?
Probably.
So, because otherwise they would, if someone is enough of a fan of all three of those to do a podcast specifically about the three of those, they would know what Super Herlock was. So I think we're fine.
Yep.
Okay.
I think this is the best idea that anyone has had ever.
This is really cool. And
I'm really excited, Dan. I'm
know
pretty
what?
excited.
Even brought in her own part to this, because I wouldn't have known what Super Hulock was if Dylan hadn't mentioned it to me.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Dylan.
Oh, by the way, you know how I texted you about Tumblr the other day?
Yeah.
It was because I was gonna join Tumblr
And then what happened?
got distracted.
Okay, join Tumblr, Dan, because if we're going to do this, we have to advertise through Tumblr and Twitter. We have to do Tumblr.
Good point. You
We have to make a
could
Tumblr.
be the Tumblr girl, though. I don't have to be the Tumblr per holder.
Okay, fine. I'll be the Tumblr girl. I'll do Tumblr.
Social
That'll be
media
awesome.
outreach program leader.
What?
I'll be the social media outreach program leader.
Can I put that on my resume for the Super Hulock podcast?
I think I have like podcasting in my resume right now.
Yeah, you should.
I mean, cause especially because I'm doing like audio stuff. Like it was
Yeah.
like they talked to me about it in an interview, and I was like, yeah, I've edited a lot of audio stuff because I do a lot of podcasting. The
Yeah.
unfortunate thing is, then they ask, "Well, what do the podcast about?" And I have to be like, "Television shows."
Yeah.
I also have it on there in addition because I don't have a whole lot of clubs and stuff. If they want you to like, they want sh you like. Sometimes they want you to show at least some sort of like you do something outside of class.
Yeah.
This is like something, and it sort of relates to audio editing. So
Well, it relates a lot to like the sort of stuff you would want to do.
let's give them a little bit of a hint of what we think of Sherlock if we're gonna have that as part of it.
I still need to see the last episode.
What? Why?
Because I know what happens and I'm sad.
Here's the thing. Okay, someone works with Moffat on Sherlock, right? It's not like he's the only one running it.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm worried about like because I mean obviously you know what happens, which means
Yes.
in the episode they have to have a satisfying explanation for
For how he's alive.
that, and Moffat's not really good at that.
Oh, poor Moffat. Yeah.
So in general, I was noticing. Well, this wasn't even actually. This actually might have happened more in Russell T. Davis's era, where they would have like a, in the two episodes, and where it would end with like a massive cliffhanger. You'd be like, how will they get out of it? And then the next episode, they get out of it in like half a second. It'd be like the easiest thing ever. That
Yeah.
totally reminded me of the end of series one of Sherlock, how it's like the pool thing is like this massive.
Oh,
Oh, no big deal. I'm really hoping that's not how the next series starts. It's like, oh.
like he just like brushes himself off. No, because time is supposed to have elapsed.
What?
Time is supposed to have elapsed.
Okay.
I think it's supposed to be 3 years. And so now the fandom is like, it'll be 3 years for us too. It's
That's
like Watson.
I need to read. I don't know that I've read any point any sorry any post fall, right? Is it whatever the fall thing is in the actual books?
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't know.
Because he wanted to end the whole
With that.
series.
But that was also, I'm kind of glad that it isn't, because Moriarty in the story, Moriarty isn't like expanded upon that much in the book. And I feel like there's a lot more that you could do with Moriarty than they just.
Already.
Do you like Moriarty, the way he's portrayed in Sherlock?
Do I like Moriarty the way he's portrayed in Sherlock?
In the show.
Well, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like he's so like different that people. I have friends that like really liked Sherlock, and then they despise him. But then I have other friends that like think he's the best part of the show, but Moriarty.
No, I really like him.
I really like him too. But I can also he also is so different that I don't blame my friends that hate him. Like I don't. I'm not like you're ridiculous for hating him, because he is like sort of like not what I was expecting from Moriarty.
Yeah.
So like, if you already are like a big Sherlock Holmes fan, I could see it being a little off-putting.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was, but I still like this version. The same way like the Joker in The Dark Knight isn't like who the Joker actually is, but it's still cool, so I don't mind. Like, I don't know. Sherlock's very good. You should watch that episode.
I know, but I'm sad. But I'll know that he's okay. So.
They totally also Moffat totally does like the same shots in Doctor Who now that he does in Sherlock. It's like between like the two, they actually like he has like a lot of episodes where like the doctor's like figuring something out like Sherlock would, and
Yeah.
it zooms into like key things, and I'm like, this is like just like Sherlock for kids, just for.
Train them while they're young. All right, well, we're going to make the best podcast ever. Not that we don't already, but
It's gonna be very exciting. I've always wanted to do a. Actually, I absolutely love this. I think, again, kudos to Dylan for telling me about this, because I've always wanted to do a multi-show podcast, but I didn't know like how you would keep up with that, or like how you'd like, because if we would all watch different shows, like this is perfect. Three shows, one of them doesn't come out very often, so like, totally works.
Yep.
Yeah, I like this idea.
Yep, it's gonna be awesome. All right. On that
All
note.
right. Oh wait, one other thing. Is Torchwood done for good?
I don't know because they had that weird American version.
Yeah.
I didn't even finish watching it. I probably should, but I didn't. I don't know. It was really over after Children of Earth for me.
All right. I was just
But
wondering if you.
I don't know. I don't know that they're going to do another series. I think that's still sort of up in the air because I don't really know what John Barrowman's doing.
Yeah. Oh, he's actually. I know exactly what he's doing. Actually, I would
Yep.
love to add this in too, but you. I don't think you watch. I don't think you were Dylan watches it. He's an Arrow.
Oh,
He's a
okay.
really badass villain in Arrow,
Well, that's all. I'm going to start watching Arrow. Wait, should I watch Arrow?
I think you should. I think it's worth it. There are some. Okay. There are some like cheesy elements in the first episode that.
But like, when is that not true?
Yeah. No. Totally. Like there, he in the first few episodes, he has like this really terrible voiceover that like is really cheesy, but that's because he's like alone in his like little lair, and as a few episodes go by, he like gets a buddy, so then he can just talk to the buddy, and the voiceovers don't happen anymore. So
Okay.
it's nice. All right. So enough of this. Thank you for listening to our special
Yes.
time. Oh wait, I should also say thank you for listening to Glee. Because I'm probably going to need some sort of ending for the Glee one.
Yes.
So.
Thank you.